are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today, I am really excited to have an awesome guest on the line, New York City King of Comedy, Rip Michaels, and cast member of Wildin' Out. Hi, Rip. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. I'm glad to be in studio, even though it's a podcast.
I know. Podcasts are just as cool. I got to tell you, podcasts is like the big thing these days now.
It is the new wave. It is like taking over. I'm telling you. Everybody has a podcast, and I'm excited to be on yours.
Oh, I'm so glad. So tell me about how you got into the world of comedy. Give us a little background on you.
Oh, I've been doing comedy for about a little bit over 10 years. I got into it because my teacher told me if you're going to be paid for, if you're going to act a fool, at least get paid for it. And I didn't even know that was a job. I was over here learning geometry and angles, and I was like, why are you wasting my time?
So, I love that. That's hilarious.
I could be a comedian.
I love that. And you have an upcoming special with Kevin Hart, too, right?
Yes, I do. I have Kevin Hart produced my new special. It's coming on, I believe, Netflix in April. It's produced by Kevin Hart, directed by Kevin Hart. So it's a great experience to be a part of that. He gave me my own half-an-hour special. And he's been doing that, looking out for comics and going back to find talent that he thinks is extraordinary and producing their stuff. And I'm glad to be a part of that wave.
That's so awesome. I'm really excited for you. When is that airing?
It's in April. I think like the second week of April.
Awesome. Congrats to you. That's really exciting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. This is my second special. Nick Cannon actually gave me my first special, which came on MTV. I did a 30-minute special for MTV2, actually, and Nick Cannon produced and directed that one. So this is my second one, so I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. And then, of course, you know, we're on the line, too, because Wildin' Out is coming to Boston on Friday, and you and Nick Cannon are working on this together, which is so awesome. So tell us about the experience so far with New York and Orlando. Like, those looked amazing.
Well, with Wildin' Out Live, it gives sense because we've been on this is our 10th season, actually, taping Wildin' Out. Shout out to that. We're doing a new season in Brooklyn, and it comes on November 30th. Shameless plug, but it comes on November 30th. But, yeah, the tour gives people a chance who always want to go see it live, an up-close and personal of what we do. And it's even better than seeing it on TV, and it's better than being in the TV audience because we're unhinged. And you get to see us do so much more. You get to see so many guests. I would call it it's like a circus of entertainment. Like, we'll start off and, like, say someone like Wyatt and Lucci will go up first, and then he'll perform for, like, 20 minutes. And then we'll go into a game like Pick Up and Kill It. And then we'll do stand-up, like me, Emmanuel Hudson, and DC Young Fly, all do stand-up comedy for, like, 10 minutes each. And then we'll go into another game, and then we'll play a Fallon Union and another artist to perform. And then we'll play Wild Style, and then it's Rick Ross will take it home and do a full concert for, like, 20 minutes. So it's been a crazy experience, and it's all age, so I think people really, really love it. And we've been giving back. Like, in Orlando, we gave $1,000 to the victims of a hurricane, and we did the same thing in Houston as well. So we're giving back and just having a fun time. It's like the ultimate party and comedy show all wrapped in one.
I love it. You know, I always wanted to ask you guys, like, what goes on in your thought process when you're doing improv? Like, what inspires you to come up with your thoughts, like, on the spot like that?
The audience, we feed off the crowd a lot, and we've been able to, you know, it's been sold out in every single city, and we're going to sell out of Boston as well. So you're in front of 8,000 people that, you know, that are true fans, and we feed off their energy and their laughter. So I guess that would be the biggest inspiration and a thought process going in our head, like, how do we continue to make them laugh, and how do we top something that somebody just said? So we burn each other real bad. And then we even bring the crowd on stage, too, so it's very interactive. We play Family Reunion with almost the entire arena, and I don't think that anybody has ever done that before.
I don't think so. That sounds pretty awesome. That must be really interesting, too, like heat of the moment type of situation with that. That's probably really funny.
Yeah, and it's just what we create. We just have this ultimate party, and we're happy that Boston is showing us so much love, and we sold so many tickets in Boston. And we want to just completely sell it out. And I think it will be. I think it will be a great time, and it's going to be talked about. And I know you're coming.
Yes.
That's going to even make it more fun.
Oh, that's love. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited to come. I think it's going to be – I've been watching the show for years, too. So to see it live is just going to be like a whole nother experience, which I'm really excited about.
to a whole nother level. I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm so excited. So I want to talk about your life, you know, outside of this, too. So what do you like to do when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I'm a single father, so I spend a lot of time with my daughter. She's been, you know, very pivotal to my career. I remember when I first started, my daughter used to be in a car seat going comedy show to comedy show with me. So I always like to, that's where my spare time goes. It goes to my friend said.
Aw, like that's nice.
And then, yeah, it was like my little pursuit of happiness. You know, trying to come up in these mean comedy streets of New York City.
That's awesome. So what was the first show you ever did for comedy?
The first show?
Yeah.
I ever did comedy, you said?
Yeah.
That would be Christina Milian giving me a shot. I don't know if you're familiar with Christina Milian.
Of course I am.
I did her show.
Awesome.
It's called Becoming, and she let me open up for her, and she put me in the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing with Nick Cannon and her.
That was a great movie. So that was a great movie.
Thank you. I was wearing the bullies, and I was on the beach doing a little dance like Nick was doing.
That's awesome. See, it's, like you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, that was my first break. That was my first break into that. And then, of course, that led to Comic View and all the other things I got going on. I'm working with the Food Network on a show right now. Well, it's actually a travel channel, I'm sorry. I'm working on it called Hungry in the Hood, which is me going to different, you know, restaurants in an urban area and showcasing the food that they have in those areas. So that's something you can look forward to. And I got my own little sketch thing that I did called Off the Grid, which you can check out. It's coming out very soon, too.
That's so great. Tell us, like, when these will be on so people that are listening can look for them.
Mostly in the summer. I think the Hungry in the Hood is coming out this summer. And I think you can look for as early as June for Off the Grid.
Awesome. Love it. So
it's like I mix stand-up with comedy and sketch. And some and practical joker type stuff. It's a fun show.
Yeah, I would think so.
Fetty Wap, yeah, seeing Cardi B in the sketch with a couple other girls playing the Real Housewives of the Civil Rights.
That's awesome. Real Housewives of the. I love that. That's so great. That was really creative.
Cardi B plays Martin Luther King's wife, so she plays Coretta Scott King in that sketch.
Oh, my God, I love it. I'm totally going to watch. That sounds so entertaining. So for all our New Englanders that are listening, tell us, Rip, where the show is on Friday and give them all the details of how they can get tickets and all of that stuff.
Oh, yes, of course. I would love to. Here's my shameless plug, my 30-second shameless plug to come out. It is going down this Friday. That's this Friday, November 17th at the Aganis Arena, which is located at Boston University. It's showtime is 8 o'clock. It's the entire Wild Now crew, Nick Cannon is Wild Now, with special guest Rick Ross. Rick Ross, the boss, and Wyatt Bellucci. It's going to be a super crazy show. We got a couple of surprises on top of that as well. So it's going to be great. And you can get your ticket to Ticketmaster. And it's going to be a great time. I want everybody to come out and enjoy it. And you're coming. So they can come. So
yeah, seriously, I'll be there. Look out for me. And I'm really excited to be there. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. How can people follow you on social media?
The ticket, first of all, tickets are available at Ticketmaster or at the wildandoutlive.com. I didn't say that, but I know people are going to kill me. The promoters are going to kill me if I don't say that. wildandoutlive.com or Ticketmaster.com to get the tickets. There are a lot of great tickets left. And you can follow Rip Michaels at Rip Michaels. You can follow me at Rip Michaels, RIPMICHEALS. On everything, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it, it's all at Rip Michaels. Or, most importantly, you can follow me on MoneyGram. You can go down to MoneyGram, put some money in, and I promise I like it.
I love that. That's the one everyone should have to do as a requirement of listening to the show. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Rip, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for coming on today. I am so excited for Friday. It's going to be fabulous.
And I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you so much.
Of course. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene. Be sure to get your tickets at Ticketmaster and online. Check out Wild and Out in Boston. And we will give you more info and live feeds on Friday. Thanks again for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.